And I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. So you look at where people get their information, and they get their information largely from social media. And so the campaign is doing the best job it can to combat that, combat both domestic and foreign false disinformation. But I anticipate there will be a full court press in October.
I wasn't sure how to open October surprise. Shopping online at the Batman store, I found this gem. It's called the House of Lies. Perfect name, we're in the season of reveal. Will we see another rally before? Stop the steal. I can't stop listening. I left it on repeat. I'm painting pictures in my head of what I sound like on this beat. Haven't heard anything this hypnotic that put me in a state of mind since Mr. Information and Sweet. October surprise, October surprise. Teamed up with the Dark Knight for the politically charged House of Lies. Pequignones, I don't wanna get you excited about politics. Do what's in front of you locally. Join the OGC, it's realistic. Don't count a signal, how can you not know this? UN agenda, immigration is war, how can you not notice? Donald Trump, the president, he was number 45 serving Mickey D's. Call him POTUS, Bitcoin Bobby, Orange Man bad in Tennessee. For the Bitcoin conference, laying out their monetary policy. The many faces of the VP debate. JD Vance was too agreeable, should have said you effed up your state. But Tim Walz's mean face, he's got those bug open eyes. If rallies between two candidates matter, Trump has all the size. Him saying he was friends with some school shooter, saying it a second time, made Tampon Tim look like a doofus. Shown ironically as a dude with body positivity. His wife turning pages and crazy high fives are weird to see. What do you think will be the October surprise? From the Brad Summer to the mere fall, I do believe I despise. Maybe SNL being funny again. At least they nailed Kamala with that whole wine drunk connection. Hard to watch programming with celebrities spouting lies. Houses built on money from the powers be is what I despise. Start speaking facts, work out till you max. Quit paying tax, stop faking the jacks. Stop counting racks and being so lax. Eat more healthy snacks. Whatever you do, seal up your personal cracks. Hey, fact shedding was facts. Stop getting vaxxed, cosplaying with masks. Younger people having more strokes and heart attacks. Recovering from long COVID and covering for masking vax injury tracks. Watch out for these new election hacks. Toronto Dominion machines notoriously leaked and hacked. October surprise every 4 years around this time. Hoping change was 08, 2024 it's a vibe. But maybe SNL being funny again. At least they nailed Kamala with that whole wine drunk connection. We're in this new attention economy. Ads are running nonstop and getting mentioned on socials. The new currency, I see. New Black Lives Matter 2.0. Watermelon emoji symbol will help with the clown world show. I didn't know melons were indigenous to the land. To my knowledge, Herbie's the only watermelon man. Signs of free Palestine is why Israel took it. What did they have to lose? Thrown out so many countries, just look at. It's been a year since BB was so-called surprise. Scattering Palestinians from homeland, severing family ties. Two US assassination attempts. Israel keeps on bombing neighbors, not feeling biblically heaven sent. What kind of China spies like us are really here? Legit Chinese police stations in Toronto, funny like Psykit. Shout out to my fellow Libras, to my vitiligo peoples, call them Winnie Harlows or my zebras.
There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. And it got one young man in North Carolina to get in his car with his, you know, assault rifle and drive up to liberate these non-existent children and shoot up a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. This is dangerous stuff. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.